Want to be our next president? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Donald Trump just sits in the White House and gloats.
Amy Klobuchar, 9 other candidates all took shots at the president in the first debate on NBC News and called for change.
When you've got an economy that does great for those with money and isn't doing great for everyone else, that is corruption.
Elizabeth Warren called for an end to private health care. Bill de Blasio also wants Medicare for all and more.
Yes, we're supposed to be for 70% tax rate on the wealthy. Yes, we're supposed to be for free college.
Immigration was another big issue for the Democratic candidates. Fox's Evan Brown was there, now live in Miami.
And Dave, aside from condemning President Trump's hard stances, Julian Castro wants to make it not a crime to cross the border anywhere, anytime.
Some of us on this stage have called to end that section, to terminate it. Some, like Congressman O'Rourke, have not. And I want to challenge all of the candidates to do that.
As heard on NBC, Beto O'Rourke didn't agree, but...
We would not build walls. We would not put kids in cages.
And then Cory Booker.
When people come to this country, they do not leave their human rights at the border.
And not mentioned last night at all, the name Joe Biden, who is the presumptive leader in the Democratic primary race. He's on tonight, Dave.
And Evan, they'll do it again. 10 different Democrats on that same stage. President Trump's in Japan for a summit of world leaders early tomorrow, our time. He'll meet with Russia's president, Iran, a big topic.
President Trump likely won't find any common ground with Vladimir Putin over his approach to Iran. Russia is a very close ally of Tehran. But over the next couple of days, President Trump will seek to build support among many other G20 member nations.
Fox's John Roberts in Osaka. An Alabama woman who lost her baby when she was shot in the stomach last year is now been charged with manslaughter. A grand jury determined she started a fight that led to the shooting. This is Fox News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know the F-150 kicks butt and takes names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class towing and torque?
Mm-hmm, not surprised. Totally saw that coming.
Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 beating the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call. The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar. It is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Now get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21040 on 2019 Ford F-150. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/119. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Dueling bills on Capitol Hill on providing aid to all the immigrants detained at the border after coming here illegally. Democrats don't want any of the money going to border security or ICE. President Trump won't accept that, so they're trying to work out a compromise.
After rejecting a House passed plan providing $4.5 billion for humanitarian assistance, the Senate approved its own proposal on a sweeping bipartisan vote. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's now the only option that can win the president's signature.
The House has not made much progress toward actually making a law, just more resistance theater.
The House plan was supported almost entirely by Democrats and includes additional restrictions on funding and requirements for detention facilities. Congressional leaders hope to have a final measure approved by the end of the week. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There was a flight diverted this morning. It was a flight that emerged, started out of Mumbai, was headed to Newark, New Jersey, but landed in Britain. The Air India airline said there was a bomb threat. There's a new issue for Boeing's still grounded 737 MAX jets after two deadly crashes overseas.
It was a simulator test that led the FAA to extend the grounding of 737 MAX planes until September 3rd, which means hundreds more cancellations of the plane's flights in August. The FAA did not elaborate on what the new risk was. Boeing CEO Dennis Muhlenberg at the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado says as the investigation into two deadly crashes continues, their focus will be on safety.
We want the flying public to be confident in our airplanes. So We're not going to spend time trying to attribute fault. We will spend time understanding every dimension of these accidents.
The crashes in Indonesia in October and Ethiopia in March killed 346 passengers. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have been mixed ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. Your local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The American Red Cross and blood banks around the country are asking for people to donate platelets. The Chicago Tribune says the University of Chicago Medicine Blood Donation Center noticed an earlier than usual drop in supply this year. There are often shortages in the summer when there are more accidents that require a need for blood, and there aren't as many people available to donate thanks to vacations. The Champaign City Council has decided to clarify language in the city code regarding housing rentals. We told you yesterday a lot of people have been pushing the city council to review a part of the code that allows landlords to deny rentals to a lot of people with felony convictions. The News Gazette says the council has decided to schedule another study session with the goal of specifying exactly what convictions a landlord should be allowed to consider when deciding whether to deny a rental. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, this is Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Our mortgage team is complete. Feel and see the difference in the process when you work with the mortgage team at IMB. We help you save on fees and we work with you directly. We're not starting the process and then sending you to someone else to do the rest of the work. We'll walk with you hand in hand through the entire process. Whether it's your first home or your fourth, work with me and my team at Illinois National Bank.
Illinois National Bank. We make it easy to apply for a mortgage or construction loan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations. Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Up to 89, down to 67 with a 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 90, low 68. 90 the high on Saturday and Sunday with partly cloudy conditions and just a slight chance of rain, down to around 70 in the evening. We're currently at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, well, in baseball, misery loves company. Milwaukee, the Cubs, and the Cardinals all lose, so at Central, still tight. Cardinals now will end the first half of the year on the road. Cubbies are trying to get it right as well, losing their second in a row to Atlanta in Wrigley Field, and Milwaukee continues to really struggle, so there's that. Touch on that coming up. Also, the debates last night. Did you watch? Did you watch the Democratic debates in Miami last night, part one? Part two is tonight with the real frontrunners. Elizabeth Warren, probably the only player on stage last night. Tonight, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg. It's all tonight. Interim head, no, I'm sorry, now you're the head of the Department of Government at Tarleton State University, Nathaniel. I forgot, Dr. Nathaniel Cogley. How are you?
Good morning, Stevie. I'm doing great. Thanks for remembering I'm not interim anymore.
No, I know. We've got to scratch that part out. Head of the Department of Government at Tarleton State University in Dallas? Near Dallas?
Tarleton State University. We're about an hour and a half southwest of Fort Worth.
Gotcha. Okay, your take on the debate last night there, Nathaniel?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. You know, who kind of, as like a judge of a debate, who won the debate, or just who is going to get more of a political ride out of this. So there's different ways to look at it. If you kind of watched some of the mainstream media after the debate, they were really plugging Elizabeth Warren's performance. I can see that because she came across as angry or fiery, depending on what you think of that. But she was articulate, and for a 70-year-old, she came across as someone who at least has a clear message. And she's really moving in on kind of Bernie's supporters. She's talking about the elite, the 1%, Medicare for all. And so she kind of had a good debate. I would say Tulsi Gabbard is kind of off everyone's radar, and I don't think she's a serious nominee, but she came across as very articulate on non-intervention. And I just think she's going to get some attention, especially a lot of campaign donations, a la Ron Paul, from her performance last night.
Okay. Here's my notes. Mayor de Blasio, failed mayor. Tim Ryan, angry. Secretary Castro has some interesting points. Cory Booker, too much race mentioned always. Elizabeth Warren, too wide-eyed, wacky, left. Beto O'Rourke, too coached. Somebody told me he had to look presidential. And he seemed on a calming, seemed very much on a calming drug to me. Nathaniel, Amy Klobuchar disqualifies herself because the New York Times, I dehumanized my staff story.
Hmm.
Really awful stuff.
Really?
She would be very bad to work with.
Okay.
Tulsi Gabbard, I like the little, but little Stepford wives too stiff for me.
Okay.
Jay Inslee, flat out. Jay Inslee is a flat out whack job. And John Delaney,
yeah,
kind of normal.
Okay.
I kind of like
John Delaney gets the normal vote.
John Delaney,
whoever that is,
has zero chance. But he's way too toward the middle. Wow. He reminds me of Secretary Webb last year. It was like Jim Webb, who was on the stage with Bernie and Hillary, and a lot of what Jim Webb was saying, I'm going, yeah, that sounds pretty good. He was gone in a week.
Right.
Anyway, what do you think's coming out of this? Nobody last night, including Elizabeth Warren, is going to beat Donald Trump. So tonight's the night, and Nathaniel, I think you have to eliminate old, then white, and then men. So now you're down to
okay.
Kamala Harris, I think.
Well, you know, if you're looking at, like, who appeals to you personally, that's one way. And sometimes I feel that when I watch. But also, even if I don't like the politics of it, someone's playing to an audience and doing it effectively or not. So there's a different way to look at it. In fact, the old white out, you know, I think there is some energy in the Democratic Party nationally to try to have a candidate that's not, you know, a white male. But that's not how it plays out. It doesn't play out nationally. This goes to Iowa. Someone wins Iowa. Then it goes to New Hampshire. Someone wins New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's true.
And those are relatively European American, you know, demographics.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not sure that energy is necessarily in Iowa and New Hampshire. So I'm not necessarily sure that that's going to be a major factor. I did like your point about Inslee, right? So there's only three governors in this race. We got Inslee last night. Hickenlooper will be tonight. But Inslee and Hickenlooper aren't very charismatic people. They don't come across as likable. And the one governor that is charismatic is Steve Bullock out of Montana. He's not qualifying for either debate tonight. He just announced his campaign, and we're going to have to wait to see him.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear them all. I did enjoy hearing them. But my goodness, I couldn't see any of them up there with Donald Trump. I just couldn't, and I know NBC kind of leaning toward Elizabeth Warren, kind of like her, but it's an uphill paddle. You better be good in presidential, and I didn't see it last night. That's just me.
Well, it's just 10 of the 23 that are out there, and you're right. We might not have seen the nominee up there last night. In fact, four of the top five will be tonight.
I think you have to do the Obamas and Oprah barometer, and I can see all three up there with Kamala Harris. I can't really see him up there with anybody else. So, looks like Kamala Harris, Nathaniel.
Well, I do give Kamala Harris a chance. She's kind of connected to establishment. She's also a senator who was an attorney general in California. Gives her a little executive experience. And yeah, I'm not big on Biden. I'm not big on Bernie. I do think if I could get good odds on it, I would put money on Steve Bullock out of Montana.
Oh,
but I do think Kamala Harris has a campaign that could she might be the one.
It's like a basketball game. Steve Bullock's not going to get in the game, it doesn't sound like. So he might not get heard. So.
Well, Iowa. So he's going to resonate in Iowa. He'll be able to go town to town.
Okay.
And we're a long way from voting in Iowa. And I think Iowa will pay attention, even if national polls aren't picking him up yet. But he just got in a week ago.
If you get a third in Iowa, you're cooking. So you've got something going on.
Yeah.
All right, Nathaniel Cogley. He is the head of the Department of Government at Tarleton State University. It certainly does not lack for fascination. This is quite interesting, this process. So I appreciate your insights into this. We'll chat again.
Thanks so much, Steve. You appreciate it.
You betcha. All right. ESPN 93.5, what do you think? You can text me. You see a presidential candidate up there? I didn't. Not even close. John Delaney, who he's the bald guy on the right.
Okay. Thanks for defining who he was.
Yeah. Well, nobody's heard of him. He's a
And I was thinking, were the girls wearing skirts or were they wearing pantsuits? I was looking at all kinds of stuff.
I see.
Kind of silly.
Okay. I think everybody's in pantsuits.
There was one, the elderly lady.
Amy Klobuchar?
I think so.
And you're calling her elderly at 58?
I know I that Elizabeth wasn't.
She was in pantsuit.
She was in a pantsuit, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
And purple.
You know how old Elizabeth Warren is?
I mean, Nathaniel just mentioned 70.
Isn't it? She doesn't look 70.
And usually you don't say a woman's age
right.
in the radio
well,
interview.
You do, when you do when they're running for president.
Okay,
that's
put
for
it
sure.
Out there.
You betcha. All right, let's check your sports headlines. ESPN 93.5 at a quarter after 7. Oakland. You can text us 359-2255.
Oakland A's beat St. Louis. Oh, I thought that was this interleague stuff. I thought it was supposed to be easy wins for the National League.
You know, I want to know the last time, and you have to ask some sports guy, the last time the Cardinals opened the game with a hit. Tommy Edman replaced Matt Carpenter, opened the game with a hit.
Okay.
Had 2 out of 4.
Well, they did get hits. They were on
base. They got a whole 3 outside of Tommy Edman. Tommy had 2, and the rest of the whole team had 3. Come on, team.
Right.
I don't know.
It's the bats right now. They're
well,
just cold.
Well, it's the bats this year, and I'll stop lamenting because the Cubs will put me in my place for being spoiled.
Right. Exactly. We got those texts yesterday at 359-2255. No. And, you know, ESPN 93.5, your home for the Cardinals. We might as well play our Redbird recap now.
You know what, though?
What?
There doesn't feel like there's urgency. Tony La Russa was a great manager. I talked to him at a Cardinal caravan. He was talking to me about, you know, the team, and then he said, but we got to win that game today. We got to win that game today. And I'm going, it's like game 35 at 162. That's the urgency the Cardinals do not have. It's like, how's the Titanic floating, Captain Smith? Mike Schilt doesn't have any. He's just chomping his gum going, yeah, we're doing pretty
right,
good.
Right.
It's just all good.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not all good. Anyway, sorry. Okay, Redbird recap.
Okay.
Just hit the ranting. I'm so sorry.
Well, what do you think, John?
Well, Mike, it took until the sixth inning for the Cardinals to get a runner to second base, and that was after Paul Goldschmidt broke an 0 for 11 with a single and moved up on a two-out walk to Ozuna. Then it took until one out in the ninth inning before the Cardinals got a runner to third base. That was Marcell Ozuna with a double, and he advanced on a ground out on the second out by Jose Martinez. The Cardinals lost a 2-0 game, a pair of home runs, Taylor and Chapman for the A's, and Adam Wainwright pitched well. His 300th career start, pitched well enough to get a win, but he didn't get any support from his offense.
Yeah, the Cardinals were shut on 5 hits. Day off today, and then the Cardinals will head to San Diego and take on the Padres on Friday night on the air at 8:15. And the Cardinals will announce who they'll pitch on Friday, as they'll send the left-hander, Eric Lauer, who's 5-7 against the Cardinals. Pre-game show is 8:15.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Well, the Cubs are still 1-game lead over Milwaukee, but they lost yesterday, 5-3. Atlanta Braves on top, 1:20 start for that finale of the series, heard on U.S. 105.9. I was listening. I know there was rain delays happening, too, but Wilson Contreras and Chris Bryant both had homers. It's just that it wasn't enough.
It was 5-0 when they had the rain delay. Atlanta was winning, and Cubs scratched back and had some chances in the eighth and couldn't convert.
That's right. Chicago White Sox beat the Boston Red Sox. That final was 8-7. White Sox with the day off today. College World Series is trending.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt over Michigan, 8-2 to be the champions.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Sorry. Sorry, Michigan. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy System. Watts Copy System, your copier printer headquarters for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
Copy and paste this forecast today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, up to around 91, down to around 70 at night with a 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Not bad for our fun day weekend coming up in Tolono. Right now, the temperature's at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. John Decker, live at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, sent me a picture yesterday. I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
It's 720 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX planes has been extended after a new software problem was discovered separate from its MCAS flight control system. Boeing says it agrees with the FAA's decision and believes it can resolve the issue with a software tweak. If that doesn't fix the problem, though, Boeing can replace a computer chip in the MAX planes, though that could delay the process for months. An FAA spokesman says the agency has no timeline for allowing the MAX to return to service. H&M says its summer season is off to a very good start. June sales are up 12% on the year. The discount fashion chain, officially named Hennes & Mauritz, has been improving its online business and updating its product line. H&M has also decided to open fewer new stores. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Sam Astrike with Mattex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. For 25 years, Mattex has been Central Illinois' premier provider for home services. We've worked hard to build long-term relationships with our customers. At Mattex, we strive for excellence and give you the personal attention you not only expect, but deserve. Visit MattexService.com today and see all the ways our trained and certified technicians can serve you. We specialize in train but service all brands. That's MattexService.com. Get the fix with Mattex.
Schedule your AC maintenance today.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
The Grand Mc Extreme Bacon Burger is one of McDonald's most popular burgers in Spain. To try one, you'd have to reprogram your GPS,
recalculate,
go to the airport, leave your car, buy a plane ticket, land in Madrid, and go to McDonald's.
Bienvenida a McDonald's.
Or you could hang that next left and get to your neighborhood McDonald's now. Because for a limited time, the juicy Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger and other worldwide favorites are here. Around the world is now around the corner at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
I like going into CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. I like buying stuff like that. I think it's fun. It's weird, but I like it. So you get all this stuff to clean. The mop to just squeeze it out.
Sure.
I think that's a neat thing.
I mean, save time, work more efficiently.
Well, they've got all that. They've got the machines. Go see Betsy and Brad Park, CMIClean.com, your local janitorial supply company for home, office, whatever you're looking for. They got it, and it's cool. 359-6262. I got one of those high brushes that you can get the high part of the garage.
Oh, nice. Oh,
really cool. 359-6262, locally owned, operated, Betsy and Brad Park, CMIClean.com. CMIClean.com, and I ate at Houlihan's yesterday.
Oh, it's delicious.
I just kind of make me up that chef salad.
Uh-huh.
And I like iceberg lettuce.
Yes,
so
me too.
Kind of shred that up for me, and then they put some blue cheese on there. And darn good. So
and I'm a fan of the Happy Apps, and if you come in between 4 and 6, and on Thursdays, they have live performances between 6:30 and 8:30.
Tonight.
Patio play with Nickel and Dimes on stage this evening.
Nickel and Dimes, why do I know that?
It's like a combo that's pretty popular in our area, and I think because of Tolono Fun Day this weekend, that Lucas Rund is in town also.
Oh, okay.
He's one of our Unity grads and a Philo favorite, and it should be great to see them on stage. Patio play again Thursday night, 6:30 to 8.
Kind of outside. It's not really a stage.
That's right.
But it's cash and it's cool and it's good food.
Get
and
some drinks.
Yep.
Go they have martini special on Thursday evenings.
It's iHotel Conference Center and Houlihan's Restaurant. Talked to Sam for a bit yesterday as well. It's a great place right there at First Street, St. Mary's Road, right south of the State Farm Center in Champaign. It's Houlihan's Restaurant. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Okay. Again, the candidates last night, Mayor Bill de Blasio, Mayor of New York.
The last 21 years, I've been raising a black son in America. And I have had to have very, very serious talks with my son, Dante, about how to protect himself on the streets of our city and all over this country, including how to deal with the fact that he has to take special caution because there have been too many tragedies between our young men and our police.
Yeah, of course, hit the police. Why not? That's a good sport to have. You know, a lot of the problems with police and anybody happens when people don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
Just do what the officer says and you're going to be fine. Then you had Tim Ryan, Ohio congressman.
If you go to Guantanamo Bay, there are terrorists that are held that get better health care than those kids that have tried to cross the border.
Then why don't you in Congress do something, please?
Yes.
Then you had, was it Secretary Castro?
I would do several things, starting with something we should have done a long time ago, which is to pass the Equal Rights Amendment.
Okay. Again, Hispanic. I think he could actually be in the top 10 out of the 25.
He was well spoken.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was fine. Liberal, but, you know, you got a lot of those. Cory Booker.
Healthcare is not just a human right. It should be an American right. And I believe the best way to get there is Medicare for all.
Too much race from Cory Booker for me. Too much for me. And Cory, I'm just not a big fan, and I don't think he has a chance in heck.
When you've got a government, when you've got an economy that does great for those with money and isn't doing great for everyone else, that is corruption, pure and simple.
I just don't think Elizabeth Warren, I think she's top five, but I don't think she can beat Donald Trump, which is what they're looking for.
This president is literally every single day 10 minutes away from going to war, one tweet away from going to war, and I don't think should conduct foreign policy in our bathrobe at 5 in the morning.
Now, Amy Klobuchar sounds pretty good, but if you read the New York Times piece on how she treats her staff, you'll change your mind on her.
I see.
When you berate your staff, you dehumanize them in what she does regularly. Like the poor guy that's carrying all her stuff and drops the plastic fork. And she's on the plane and he doesn't have a fork for her, so she pulls out her comb and eats the salad with a comb and then hands it to him.
I have heard that.
And then hands it to the kid and says, clean it. So I'm done with Amy Klobuchar.
When the United States presents a united front, we have a much better chance of achieving our foreign policy.
And Beto O'Rourke is so different when he's speaking out there. This was somebody told him, you got to be more presidential. Some of the stuff he said was fine, but I think the flame kind of burned out on that thing.
It should not be an option in the United States of America for any insurance company to deny woman coverage for their exercise of their right of choice.
I mean, that guy said more things. I'm going, what? and he's the governor of Washington, Jay Inslee. And then finally, Congressman Delaney asked about impeaching Trump.
One thing when you're out doing as much campaigning as I've done, 400 events, all 99 counties in Iowa, this is not the number one issue the American people ask us about. It's not. They want to know what we're going to do for health care, how we're going to lower pharmaceutical prices, how we're going to build infrastructure, what we're going to do to create jobs in their communities.
Yeah, he's way too conservative. He actually made a little sense on the common sense part, but no.
Okay.
I enjoyed him. I didn't know him. I thought John Delaney did a good job last night. But that's from my perspective. If you have any thoughts, 359-2255. John Decker live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is coming up next.
Let us get to know you like we know this community. From football fields to cornfields. If you share the community spirit, come see why you and I belong together. U of I Community Credit Union for campus and community. From humble beginnings and small victories, you've got a fighting spirit, and we're your biggest fan, working to help you keep more of your money. Come see why you and I belong together. U of I Community Credit Union, for campus and community.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Immigration and health care, big topics at the Democrats' first debate of the 2020 campaign, with some candidates supporting Medicare for all and others just a public health insurance option.
Beto O'Rourke and Bill de Blasio is heard on NBC.
For the coordinary workers in the
Nevada,
who I listen to,
you've got to start by acknowledging the negotiator
is not working for people. They're able to keep them.
Why are you defending private insurance savings?
Not everybody got enough time on the 10-person stage. John Delaney didn't think he did.
I just think all the candidates should get the same amount of time.
At the debates in Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And 10 more candidates debate tonight. President Trump is at the G20 summit in Japan.
The president set for talks with a host of fellow world leaders, among them Russian President Vladimir Putin and Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. There's also a meeting scheduled with Chinese President Xi Jinping after trade negotiations between the U.S. and China broke down.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Yeah, I didn't get Tulsi Gabbard in there. But I thought some of the things she said made some sense.
There is no one in our government at any level who has the right to tell any American who they should be allowed to love or who they should be allowed to marry.
And she talked pretty adamantly about Afghanistan, we shouldn't be there. But she's a former fighter pilot, was it? She's been over there to the theater a couple of different times. So no question, she came off obviously very liberal. The most moderate was John Delaney. By the way, the time... Who got the time? Cory Booker, 11 minutes. John Delaney, 6.
Okay.
It's so few. It was like 10.8 for Booker. I think Elizabeth Warren even got third. I think Beto O'Rourke got second, like 10.3.
I see.
But think about that, two-hour debate. And then there was a very embarrassing moment when the microphones messed up.
Right. They talk about the technical glitches that happened throughout the evening. And the five moderators, was that
too much?
Well,
they did 3 and 2.
Okay.
They didn't try and do 5 at once. Because that would have been ridiculous. So, yeah, it was the technical thing was a tad embarrassing. That's a high-level deal to mess up. They had to take a break. Yeah, it's live, and it happens. It happens. All right, local news.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign City Council has decided to clarify language in the city code regarding housing rentals. We told you yesterday a lot of people have been pushing the city council to review a part of the code that allows landlords to deny rentals to a lot of people with felony convictions. The News Gazette says the council has decided to schedule another study session with the goal of specifying exactly what convictions a landlord should be allowed to consider when deciding whether to deny a rental. A 19-year-old Urbana man who allegedly robbed a man on Monday has been charged with armed robbery and aggravated robbery in connection with the alleged holdup north of Urbana. 19-year-old Johnny Lucio is being held on $250,000 bond. Happened Monday evening. The Urbana man had been robbed of cash, phone, and car keys. He had met a seller via social media, said he was looking to buy a cell phone. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Well, Busey has been around a long time, and they're standing by to help you. Summer does mean pools and picnics and relaxation, also the perfect time for a mid-year financial checkup. If you fall behind in your goals, Busey can help you get back on track. Rethink the big goals. Financial assessments in the Resource Center at Busey.com. They're great tools to see if you're on track. Have you been sticking to your budget? Do you have a budget? Plan to pay off debt as swiftly as your cash flow allows. No time like the present to ensure real estate planning, your estate planning wishes. Make sure you have it written down. Message to my loved ones. That's also available at Busey.com. And make sure, it's a message for all of us, get creative with new and unique passwords. Whatever your financial goal, Busey can help. From retirement planning to funding your child's college education, buying your first home to expanding a business, from creating an investment to setting up a 401k for your employees. Enjoy summer, free from financial worries. To work toward achieving your goals today, visit Busey.com. Stop by one of the many convenient locations. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee. It is Thursday. What is this? 27.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 89, down to 67. A 20% chance of an isolated shower, thunderstorm briefly. Partly cloudy skies otherwise. Up to 90 tomorrow with sunshine, down to 68. We've got a high of 90 on Saturday and Sunday, too. We're currently at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, and again, lots happening here toward the end of June. July is Monday. Coming up in a few minutes, another offer for you. We had a lot of response to eat at Naya. This is a great restaurant on campus. Asian, Italian, it's supposed to be terrific. Naya Restaurant, a whole bunch of giveaways to give you a chance at this. Stand by. That'll be next.
John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
Yeah, here he is, ladies and gentlemen. It's John Decker. How are you, my friend?
Great. Stevie, how are you doing today? Great to talk to you.
Great talking to you, Mr. Access to the Big Guy, standing right in the front row yesterday at getting your questions answered. Does he make eye contact with you or point at you? How's that work?
Yeah, so yesterday, for instance, he was getting ready to depart on Marine One, so he left from the West Wing, walked down the driveway, made a statement in terms of his trip that he was about to take to the G20 in Osaka, Japan. And then he pointed at me for the very first question.
That's awesome.
And, you know, we know each other, obviously. And so I got the very first question in which I asked about whether he's concerned about Robert Mueller testifying next month before two congressional committees. And essentially, he gave a very long answer,
yeah.
But essentially the answer is no, he's not concerned. And then later I asked him another question in regards to Iran and whether or not the ball is now in Iran's court in terms of trying to come to some sort of diplomatic solution for the tensions between the two countries. And the president said, I can wait for as long as it takes, but he felt that or feels that the leadership of Iran is not acting in the citizen of Iran's best interest.
All right, so if Robert Mueller stands by what he said, he'll just refer to the report. Will he do that, or do you think he'll go off script?
I think he is going to be extremely disciplined, and as a result, I think a lot of Democrats who sit on both the House Judiciary and House Intelligence Committees are going to be very disappointed at the end of the day on July 17th. With Mr. Mueller's testimony. You know, he is a person who said in his press conference back on April the 11th, I believe it was, that he is going to stick by what he wrote in the Mueller report, and he feels that the Mueller report, which took, you know, 2.5 years or so to put together, stands on its own and should be able to answer all the questions that members of Congress have for him.
Yeah, I think each passing week it's less likely that there'll be anything impeachment. Do you agree?
My guess is, and we've had this discussion before, that House Democrats are just facing an enormous amount of pressure from the progressives in the party, the rank and file in the party, to move toward an impeachment inquiry. And if the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler doesn't call it an impeachment inquiry, I think we're essentially in one right now. That's the reason why he's bringing Bob Mueller up to his committee. It's the reason why he subpoenaed the former White House counsel Don McGahn to come before his committee. Essentially, it right now is an impeachment inquiry, and I would not be surprised by the end of the year if we have articles of impeachment coming from the Judiciary Committee against the president.
Wow. Okay. By the end of the year, it's gonna shade everything, you know, debate-wise and everything else-wise, won't it?
It will. That's the concern that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has. She doesn't want to go down that road. I think Jerry Nadler, you have some other committee heads, including Maxine Waters. She wants to go down that road. She called for the impeachment of President Trump even before the Mueller report was released. So that gives you a good sense about her disdain for President Trump. You may recall, we talk every week, Stevie,
yeah, yeah.
And I told you I predicted that we would hear from Bob Mueller, despite that press conference, within the next 2 months, and that prediction's coming true. And, you know, we'll see whether my prediction in regards to articles of impeachment comes true. It's just me just being an objective analyst in terms of where I think the House Democrats are right now and where they're getting a lot of pressure from to go in the course of the next few months.
Okay. And you, the guy that said way back early that Donald Trump had a chance to win and probably would win, and people were going, what? So John Decker has the credibility,
they were,
my friend.
They were saying, how can this be? It's Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Talk to me. What was it like?
Oh, that was such a great concert. Talk about anticipation. You know, everybody was watching Chicago. Chicago was the center of the world last Friday because Mick Jagger was playing the first concert on the No Filter Tour in Chicago at Soldier Field. The seats are great. Mick's performance was unbelievable. Just ask anybody who was there. Such an incredible amount of energy. He is a freak of nature, and I really suggest if anybody has an opportunity to see him out on this tour, they are the greatest rock and roll band of all time.
I mean, vocally good? I mean, sound good?
Vocally, tremendously
unreal.
Good. I don't know how he does
unreal.
It. It's remarkable. He sounds great. He doesn't do that, you know, what you see with a lot of new artists, lip singing. He's doing it himself.
Amazing.
And the rest of the band that backs him up is tremendous as well.
And you ate at Mike Ditka's. You saw the coach. I know you got a picture with the coach. What a great guy. I love Mike and Diana.
Yeah,
which is great.
Tremendous guy. Tremendous guy. I mean, and Mike, does Mike Ditka even have to ever pay for a meal or a drink in the city of Chicago? Of course not. He's Mike Ditka. And so many people in his restaurant were coming up to take photographs of him, and he couldn't be nicer taking photographs of anybody that approached his table.
Well, I'm so glad your Chicago weekend went well, Mr. Decker. You're the man. You keep up your great questioning and being my watchdog. You're doing great.
Oh, thanks a lot, Stevie. Always great to talk to you. It was a great weekend. Thank you again for setting up that meeting with Coach Ditka and everything associated with it. You're the best, Stevie.
Talk to you next week, Mr. John Decker, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Stevie.
John Decker live at the White House.
Good
he was in
job.
Chicago over the weekend and saw the Stones.
Nice.
Ted said it was an amazing contest. A freak of nature, probably, maybe.
I mean, a three-hour workout every day. And, you know, just had the heart surgery within the last few months.
He's jumping around like that. What's he weigh, 125?
Yeah, he's thin.
He's thin.
Uh-huh.
I think that's probably part of his success.
Always looked up to Tina Turner on the moves on stage.
Tina could move it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen her in concert. That was awesome.
Janet and I got a picture with Tina and the late, great Ed Logan and his lovely bride.
Okay.
1985.
Nice.
She was jumping up and down.
That was in Tina's heyday.
Well,
was she at the State Farm Center?
Yep. She was at State Farm Center. We went backstage, met Tina Turner, watched the show. I mean, I was at least 5 inches shorter when you added her 7-inch heels and her 10-inch hair.
Yeah.
But I think
the hair was
high. She's like 5'2".
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, she had a really good show. All right, my friends, I have a deal for you. Situated in the heart of Campus Town is a restaurant called Naya, a rare and remarkable restaurant for Champaign-Urbana, inspired by time-honored Asian cooking technique, emphasizing bright, flavorful Italian dishes. It's a result of a true partnership from renowned restaurateur Jin Park and celebrated chef Thad Morrell. You want to go?
Sounds delicious.
I want that.
Exactly.
I've got $50 bills here in voucher form, and I'm going to do 10. So if you want to go, I want you to spell out Naya, N-A-Y-A. That's how you spell the restaurant. It's on Green Street in Campus Town.
Right.
Let me treat you at 212 East 212 Green.
212 East Green.
Now, I'll treat you to $50 to go try this, but there are two stipulations. You must do this within 7 days, and you have to give me a little feedback as to what you thought so I learn. N-A-Y-A. Text in right now, 359-2255, to have a chance. We'll connect with you after 9. N-A-Y-A, 359-2255. Anybody?
Yes. I just went to NayaRestaurant.com. Boy, this place looks classy.
It looks really...
This is a nice date night you're going to get.
This is a goodie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're all goodies.
Sure.
So if you enjoy this, and let me know, that'll help us. So 359-2255, N-A-Y-A. Text it in right now to have a shot at this. Okay. Good luck to you. I'm really rooting for you. Quarter till 8, we'll check your sports coming up.
Hey, Central Illinois, it's Stephanie Pratt with Coldwell Banker, the Real Estate Group, a top-producing real estate team and ready to rock your next real estate experience. On the Stephanie Pratt team, you work with one agent, whether buying or selling or both. No switching between agents based on what your needs are. We value our relationships and want you to be valued. With over 36 years of experience combined, rates are still outstanding and so is our service. Remember, the Stephanie Pratt team, Coldwell Banker, the Real Estate Group, where we don't buy your home, we sell it.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick, friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana. Yeah, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, they have appliances. That's all they do. So you can't go in the back and find a TV because they don't do that. They just do appliances.
That's right.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is the largest independent appliance dealer, meaning you can get Frigidaire, and then GE, and then Whirlpool, and then Maytag, and Electrolux.
Or that European line, Beko.
Beko is kind of the hot deal.
Uh-huh.
Talking low prices, best selection of appliances in Central Illinois, and they treat you like royalty.
And it works so efficiently in your home. You're going to save money on that power bill, too. That's something that you should factor in. They can talk to you about all that.
Plus, you can receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You can start online, appliance-world.com. Appliance-world.com. Drive on North Neal before you get to the I-74 interchange, before you get to a Marketplace Mall. It's right before there. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Appliance-world.com. 7:48. It's the 27th of June. ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
Oakland A's over the St. Louis Cardinals. The final was 2-1. Cardinals with the day off today before they start their long trip on the West Coast, starting out with San Diego. So it's a later game on Friday night, so you'll hear all the action here on ESPN 93.5. We had the Atlanta Braves over the Cubs 5-3 yesterday, despite the fact that Wilson Contreras, after the rain delay, steps up and hits a homer. And Chris Bryant got a homer too, but just wasn't enough on their big bats. It's a 120 start to wrap up that series against the Braves, and you'll hear the action on US 105.9. Cubs still a game over Milwaukee, so I think Milwaukee's been losing a few here and there, too.
They've been pretty bad, too. The whole top of the Central has been pretty bad the last few weeks.
Right. Something about the hitting. What's up with that?
Well, Cardinals can't, so.
Okay.
The lowest average in baseball.
Is that bad? The lowest.
Anyway, wow. Okay. Sorry. Chicago White Sox over the Boston Red Sox, 8-7. White Sox with the day off today. College World Series, that happened. Vanderbilt over Michigan, 8-2, to take the title game. So congratulations to the Commodores.
There goes that 20,000. Remember, I said, what if we bet 200 on Michigan? They were 200-1 odds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we would have lost $200. Yeah. Glad we didn't bet. Okay. That's why you shouldn't bet.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Illini Nation is saying congratulations to volleyball player Ali Bastinelli. There's over 500 ladies nominated as the NCAA Woman of the Year, and they'll whittle it down to the top 9 in September. So Ali's on the list. That's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right.
I know there's lots of visits going on.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, summer camps going on in Illini Nation.
Yeah.
And a lot of chatter about the NBA players and where are they going to go. But really, it's like mid-July when we finally lock in deals. So
64 days till we kick off with Akron. So
okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
We're thinking about that, too. And the IHSA football schedules have come out.
All right.
So
did Unity get artificial turf?
Yes.
Is it in there?
I think so.
I bet it looks like
And the soccer field is like that, too.
I bet it looks like a pro facility.
It's going to be incredible.
That's a bunch. $2.5 million, I think, Unit 7 spent on that.
Right.
I think they have athletic money and all that
yes,
stuff.
Yes, we do, because that golf outing at the end of August is always a big event.
I don't think it's that big.
Well, I mean, but year after year.
$2.5 million?
I mean.
It'll take about 25 years.
I know that they chipped in anyway.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, they do make a ton. They have like 70 foursomes in that golf outing.
And I believe it was St. Joe Ogden and Unity in game day in the week 4 of the.
Ooh, that's always a dandy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we'll check your weather coming up.
He revolutionized dining in Central Illinois forever. He's passionate about the cuisine he serves and brings creative ideas to the kitchen. Visit Naya and let Chef Thad Morrow take you on a journey that is both playful and traditional, with a pragmatic approach to simple preparation and an eye for detail in creating deep and complex flavors. This is Chef Morrow at his very best. Visit Chef Thad and his team at Naya on 212 East Green Street in Champaign. Naya, time-honored Asian cooking with bright, flavorful Italian dishes.
Your grandparents bought countertops from his grandfather. Your parents bought countertops from his father. You can buy countertops from him, and your children will be able to buy countertops from his children. Luther Falls has always been here, and they always will be, because they're simply the best at fabricating quartz and granite countertops. I'm Jay Lehman, and that's why I use Luther Falls for my own kitchen countertops. They have the best prices and the best quality from their family to yours. Luther Falls Custom Kitchens, 2706 North Mattis in Champaign, or online at lutherfalls.com.
Countertops start at $35 a square foot installed.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. Get an entire GE counter depth kitchen package for under $2,900. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. To help address it, Juul Labs has advocated for raising the legal age to purchase our products to 21 plus. Stop the sale of non-tobacco and non-menthol-based flavored products to traditional retail. Enhanced online age verification. Strengthened our retail compliance program. Exited social media. And we're developing technologies to further restrict youth access. Learn more at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs. For adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
7:53. Here's your weather.
High 90, low 70 for the next 6 days. With a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Let's hope the timing's just right.
I mean, it's fun days and 90s.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be 90.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Let's just leave it at that. Temperature's currently at 73. ESPN 93.5.
Well, 90 means Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. You want to come out and check my AC out, my friend? I'm ready.
Absolutely. You know, we become more popular as things heat up more in the wintertime, cool way down. People start to like us a lot more.
Well, how are you? It's been a while.
Yeah. Across our paths have not crossed, but yeah.
I'm weird though, because I still wave at you on your truck.
Me too.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, but people are buzzing about, what's he doing? What is he doing? Anyway, it's Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. You see him back of those rainbow-colored trucks. They're all over the place, all over central Illinois. People should get the AC checked out because it is heating up, and they should call today.
Right. It's always good to get the be sure the grass clippings, the cottonwood trees when they shed their little thingamajiggers that they like to stick into places they're not supposed to, and your AC is a bad place for them to be. They need to be cleaned out so you run at peak efficiency and alleviate premature breakdown.
Okay. Troy Lands, again, Lifeline Connect, you're a huge part of that. They're going well over there?
Yeah, they're not. We're still kind of waiting on the final occupancy permit from the county, which is taking a little longer than we thought, but they're ready to move as soon as that is cleared.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you for helping those that have addictions that recover, and you're a big part of that, and it's a huge human thing you've done. It's really great for Lance to be part of that. You are the man, 800 Air Repair. Call for your AC, and hope I see you around town, my friend.
We will.
Thank you, Troy. Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. 5 till. So when I was over at Honda yesterday, again, it was kind of checkup week for a couple of the vehicles.
Okay.
So I took the Odyssey in yesterday. Jeff Mann, Buskirk, really good in service.
Yes.
Talked to Chris, Drew. I mean, just...
My friend Tom Kniffer's over there.
It's just friendly.
Good stuff.
It's just friendly. They're engaging. It just got the right culture going on over there. It's really good. That's why they're an award-winning dealership. You ought to go in there. I mean, I see people coming in and out. It's Christian Wallace. Hey, and there's Tommy. And there's it just told Jonathan Kerr, you told me I would be doing something. You're right. Should I empty the garbage? Come on. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Over in the Beamer side, you can eat off the floor. Crisscross applesauce, off your lasagna. You can eat right off that floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com to buy a vehicle online and have them deliver it. It's before, after, during, and after the sale over there. They're terrific. Say hey to Ben Quattrone, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com online.
Another person you could say hey to is Larry Camper, Champagne West Rotarian of the Year.
Is he really?
Congratulations.
Larry Camper, Champagne West Rotarian of the Year.
That's right.
Well, he's been big in that vet, you know, take a vet to lunch.
The one-to-one.
Yeah, that was, I believe, his idea.
Uh-huh.
And he's not only the greatest photographer in the world, but he's one of the greatest guys in the world. He's a good man.
Yes.
Okay, the news is coming up next. Stand by. Lots more in the next hour. Rachel Sutherland live from Washington on the debate last night. Stand by for that. It's 7:57.